You're listening to SBS News.
For Christians, Easter symbolises the resurrection of Jesus after his crucifixion, and the public has finally been able to attend services again after years of COVID-19 restrictions. Pope Francis made reference to the horror of war and called for an Easter truce as part of peace negotiations at an Easter Vigil homily held at St. Peter's Basilica. He addressed Ivan Fedorov, the mayor of Melitopol, from Ukraine and other Ukrainian politicians.
In this darkness that you live in, Mr. Mayor, members of parliament, the darkness of war, of cruelty, tonight all of us pray. We pray for you and with you. We pray because there is so much suffering. We can only give you our company, our prayers, and say to you, courage, we accompany you. And also to tell you the greatest thing that is being celebrated today. Christ is risen.
But the Vatican's move to include a Russian and Ukrainian together in a procession to the Colosseum has caused some controversy. The procession participants took part in the event, but the meditation they wrote was scrapped because the original wording included the term reconciliation. An archbishop and the Ukrainian ambassador to the Holy See both opposed this word because of the Russian military's aggression in the conflict. And while there has been quiet reflection at church, others used the Easter holiday to participate in marches to show their solidarity with Ukraine. Dozens took part in the demonstrations throughout Germany.
Freedom for Syria and Ukraine! Freedom for Syria and Ukraine! Freedom for Syria and Ukraine!
Catholic communities often stage performances during what's known as the Holy Week. This includes the Passion of the Christ reenactments, referring to the series of events that occurred when Jesus was crucified. In Mexico, housewife Angelica Lara thanked God for the pandemic and the opportunity to gather again after coronavirus rules.
First of all, I would like to thank God. Because of him, we are now witnesses of this representation. To thank him for the pandemic and to be grateful that we are now able to be reunited in this place, watching the reenactment.
And after years of bans on religious gatherings, Catholics in the Philippines also took part in Easter celebrations. The Philippines is the only predominantly Catholic nation in Asia, and Easter Sunday marks the most important day for the liturgical calendar. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.